Seattle in Minnesota on Tuesday, and the fans got their money's worth. Before the game, King Felix and Mariners athletic trainer Yoshihiro Nakazawa thought they were on the same page. They were not. The Twins, though, were.
A drive to right center field. This is deep and gone, and the Twins take the lead. Eddie Rosario with a two-run bomb, and it's 4-3.
Vargas swings and rips one to right, deep, it's back, and it's going to be off the bottom of the wall. Rounding third is Grossman heading home. Kepler to third in standing, RBI single Vargas. 5-3 Twins, 3-0 green light, you bet, and Vargas knocks in.
Last inning, now facing Casey Lawrence.
Yeah, Casey Lawrence coming over to Seattle back on May 11th.
Rosario goes and the pitch lifted to left center field and deep. Gamble going back, and this one is gone to the bullpen. Rosario to right center and now to left center. Pull fair down the line. One run will score. Dozier to second with an RBI double. Castro coming in from second base.
You know, all the catchers that become coaches, they seem to throw the best BP.
And the 1-1, a drive to right center field and deep. Eddie Rosario, a three-homer night. Another no down to the right center. Eddie Rosario's gone deep three times, and a fitting way for the Twins to put up number 20 in the run column tonight. 20-6, Twins.
Minnesota goes on to blow out the Mariners 20-7 on Tuesday. The 28 hits is the most any Major League team has had since the Rangers had 29 in a game against Baltimore back in August of 2007. The Twins break out for a season-high 20 runs, set a franchise record with 20 hits in a 20-7 victory over the Mariners on Tuesday. Here's Twins manager Paul Molitor to explain.
Yeah, they took that a little personal, it looked like today, to try to narrow the gap, but... You know, it sure didn't look like the final outcome was a possibility the way the game started. You know, Gibby got roughed up a little bit early, and, you know, I thought the comeback line drive was a big play. Somehow we snagged that ball and were able to minimize and keep the deficit down. And then, you know, offense, you know, had a tremendous night across the board. You set a franchise record. It's obviously a special night for your hitters. You know, it was just one of those games where we kind of stuck with it. Gibby had to battle. He didn't, you know, I thought he had a good fastball. It seemed like they were on his off-speed pitches a little bit more, maybe adjustment to the last game in Seattle. But, you know, Rosie with the three homers and Esco with five hits and Castro had four. I think Vargas had four. It was spread out pretty well, but obviously a nice response to a tough start to the homestand last night.
What Mike had lost in all this offense is the defense was really good behind Gibby and the pitchers.
Well, I think we understand that there were some big plays from Esco making some nice plays at third, and Jorge's barehanded play, I thought, at that time was potentially a momentum changer. So, it continues to be a part of what we're trying to get done here to get off the field when we can and give us a chance to swing the bats.
Any update on Brian Dozier?
He's doing fine. He had a good day, and unless there's something I don't know about, so.
It just looked like late in the game when he ran the bases, he got a little overheated and might have needed some help.
We got a few guys that might get a little replenishment of fluids from the hot, humid, long night. But Dave said they came in and everybody was doing fine.
With Press, you wanted to get him in a situation that was not high pressure. That's about as good as it gets as far as that goes. What'd you see?
Yeah, well, you know, I kept putting Gibby back out there. I was trying to find a way to help him learn how to fight through some of those type of things, as well as the fact there was a bullpen, a night where I was limited, and the fewer outs I had to get from them, the better, despite the score. But as it shaped up, you know, Duffy, we were able to get him out of there after one inning, and Press got an opportunity to get reacclimated, and you know, he gave up one, but I thought he threw the ball fairly well those last couple innings.
You talk to your hitters on a night like this when it's so humid, because when it gets this warm, this ballpark changes, and it looks like the ball carries, and the guys were able to elevate.
Well, I think around the cage, it was, you know, it was everyone first of all, you acknowledge how the ball is flying, but it's just a good night to hit. I think guys have played in a lot of cool weather, and it's a little different when you go to a little bit more extreme, you know, with the humidity and everything like that. But this is when you want to hit. You know, the conditions were right, and we took advantage.
Twins' Eddie Rosario put together his first career three-homer game, the seventh time a Twin has hit 3-1. Here's Rosario explaining how he did it.
It's unbelievable. It's in my first time in my career, I hit in three-homer. I feel too happy. My family is right here. It's a great night for everybody.
Yeah, to have your family here, and this has been a good place for you all year long. Four hits tonight, you're batting over 300 at Target Field. What's been the key to your success in this ballpark?
It's awesome. I love to play here, and a lot of fun. Ellos tratan de ayudarme en los files y tratan de que sea especial todos los días.
No, yeah, they try to help me out on the outfield, and they just make everything really special.
You guys teed off tonight, franchise record for hits with 28. Second time you saw their pitcher within a week. How much does that help?
Ooh, it's working every day, you know. It stay positive and for the team. I feel happy when you win games and hitting for hit, everything good.
Eduardo Escobar also paced the Minnesota offense, tying a career high with 5 hits. Here's Escobar after the win.
I feel very happy. This is an exciting game. Able to get 5 hits, it's crazy, but I'm happy that we got the victory.
Hitting must be contagious because everybody got in the act tonight. 28 hits, a franchise record. What's it like to be a part of a record-breaking night?
No, yeah, we were aggressive from the first inning. You know, thank God everything came out right, and, you know, everything is good. So we were aggressive, and that was an important thing.
Eduardo, it wasn't just the hitting. The defense was spectacular. Everybody in the infield made brilliant plays, including a couple by you. How much confidence do you get from a team perspective when you're flashing the leather like that?
You know, we've been working hard with Gino every day out on the infield, and even we working with everybody, and he's been able to help the team win, and that's what we did today.
The Twins look to keep it going on Wednesday with their ace Irvin Santana taking the mound at 8-3, opposing Sam Gavilio of Seattle.